7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Fall is the best time of the year to start a new lawn from scratch or to repair the damage after a hot, dry summer. And this year, we had a combination of both. We had a lot of rain during the month of May and early June, and the crabgrass, even though you put down a crabgrass preventer, became useless because of the tremendous amount of rainfall. And then we got the heat and 90s and higher, and that hurt the grass also. So now is the time to rebuild and to replace and repair and start from scratch a brand new lawn. So joining us this morning is Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company to give you some ideas on what you can do to make that grass germinate better and how to select the best seed for your particular growing conditions. Art, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be here.
My pleasure, Art. I'm so glad you were able to join us because, again, this is the time of the year where people have got to start thinking about selecting the right seed and getting it done while we're getting rain, we're getting morning dew, and the soil is still warm. Now, how do people decide on what is the best seed for their particular area?
Well, Paul, there are different factors. The most important first thing to consider, of course, is the amount of sun or shade that that the lawn has. And certain grass seed types prefer the shade. Certain grass seed types grow better in the sun. So, you know, that's not too hard to figure out. We have our full sun grass seed mixture, our dense shade mixture, and then, of course, there's the sun and shade mixture that might fit the bill for someone who has a mixture of both around the edges. It's shadier, sunnier out in the middle with the full sun. We also have some mixtures that are meant for poorer soils or high traffic areas and drought situations. We have one called heat and drought, and another one called high traffic, and those two contain a little different type of grass seed than the other ones. They have one called tall fescue, and the tall fescue, it's not that it grows taller, but it grows a much deeper root system and can handle traffic and get down deeper into where the to where the water is down in the soil. So so a couple of different factors. First of all, you know, the sun and the shade, and then if you have a poor soil and a tough place to grow, our heat and drought mix is probably more appropriate. It'll tolerate full sun and quite a bit of shade, actually. And then the high traffic mixture, again, similar to the heat and drought, it can tolerate the poor soils, but it can tolerate more traffic if you have pets or, a situation where people are on the lawn quite a bit. It's often used on athletic field mixes and so on. So, then we also have one called premium estate lawn mixture, which is a high bluegrass mix. And I love bluegrass. I live in the Northeast, as you know, and bluegrass is a great cool season grass, and it is the best looking of all the grasses, in my opinion. It also is the one that spreads and fills in better and repairs itself and so on. So a lot of times this time of year, if you have a mixture of seed in your lawn, you can overseed and add the bluegrass mix that's in the premium estate lawn. So again, you know, think about how much sun or shade you have is number one, and then whether or not you have a lot of traffic or if you have a lot of drought issues with your lawn.
Yeah. Now, when you said heat and drought, that brings memories of me. If you live in a town that every year during the summer is going to have a water ban, and those of you that live in towns like that, you know it's going to happen every single year. So use a seed that will tolerate less water, and it's going to cost you a dollar or two more a bag, but it will stay green all summer long because you can't use the sprinkler. The towns will not allow it. The high traffic, if you've got a bunch of kids and they're playing baseball and football in the front yard, and I'll tell you, when my kids were little, I would rather have them playing in my front or backyard. That way I knew where they were out of trouble, and I didn't care if they beat up the lawn. In the fall, I would repair it, and by spring it came right back to itself. Now, what are the steps that you would do? You've got a lawn, it needs to be repaired. Tell our listeners, Art, what you would do step by step to make that lawn perfect.
Okay, Paul. First of all, I would assess the situation to see just how dramatic you need to be about doing a overseed job, or if it needs a full renovation, or if it's just spots here and there. And the reason for that is that, you know, if it's just spots here and there, you can take care of that with a good hard-tine rake, a garden rake that you can loosen the soil with. See, the most important part of planting grass seed is to have good seed-to-soil contact. And what a lot of people do sometimes is just throw the seed on top of matted down dead grasses or dead weeds, or try to grow it, you know, in the grass that's already there, and you just don't get much seed to soil contact. So to assess the situation, if it's a little job and you can use the rake, that's fine. If it's a bigger job, you know, what I like to suggest is an aerator, which is the machine you can, you know, rent, or you can buy one. There's different styles. There's one you can rent that has a motor on it, the other type is one that you can pull behind your garden tractor. But important that the type that has a plugger that removes a plug of soil, okay, rather than just a blade that cuts into the soil. And what that does is it opens up the earth through the seed, so you can have good seed-to-soil contact. So if you run that, and I'm talking about an existing lawn that's in fairly good shape, but it's just thin, and it's a good idea to do this every couple of years, is to introduce new, younger grass plants, because they grow more vigorously, and it also gives you a chance to put in the newer varieties of grasses that are more disease-resistant and drought-tolerant and so on. So to use one of those aerators, and really, you beat up the lawn pretty good. When you get all done, you're looking at it like, wow, what did I do here? But it brings up those plugs. You leave them on top of the ground. Do not rake those plugs up. You want them to stay. And then you broadcast the seed and the starter fertilizer and perhaps the our Turf Turbo or a lime product, which we'll discuss maybe a little more. But to get the grass seed itself to be in contact with the soil is the most important part of all this. Okay, so the aerator is a wonderful way to do that. You can do it right in an existing lawn. You know, you mentioned crabgrass before, and depending on how far north or south you are that you live, you'll see that the crabgrass might start turning purple and dying out for the winter. Remember now, it's an annual weed that dies in the winter, and it's going to be going away. So you will have big bare spots in your lawn if you had crabgrass this year. So aerating right over that and dropping the seed in is the way to go. Again, if it's a small area, you can use the garden rake, and you got to loosen up that soil. Put down starter fertilizer with either method. You need to use a starter fertilizer, which is a high phosphate fertilizer that encourages the root growth. Okay, and from there, really, Mother Nature takes it from there as far as the moisture goes and the rainfall in the fall. You know, the soil temperature is still warm. We have moisture available, it's really a much better time to do it now than it is in the spring. I consider this the beginning of the year for a lawn, actually, this time of year. So now's the time.
Exactly. Now, I was talking with you this past week in, at the big trade show in Atlantic City, and you were telling me that one of the things that your company has done is you have added to your seed starter and to your fall or winterizer fertilizer something called Vital X Micronutrient Package. Tell our listeners what that is and how unique it is in the industry of lawn fertilizer.
Okay, Paul, I appreciate you asking. You know, most folks know about nitrogen and phosphate and potassium that are in the turf fertilizers, but this micronutrient package is a package of essential elements that are absolutely necessary for the growth of, well, any plant, including turf. And so beyond nitrogen, phosphate, potassium, ours contains boron, copper, iron, manganese, molybdenum, and zinc. And, you know, a lot of folks haven't really heard about those, but they're very important. Most important of those to me is the boron, because with the new laws that the different states are having and that we're being more careful about phosphate fertilizers around water, bodies of water, boron is a micronutrient that helps the plants facilitate the use of the phosphate that is naturally occurring in the soil.
Control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company about fall seeding. And as Art said to you and I told you earlier in the program, fall is the best time of the year. So what we want you to do is measure your lawn before you go to the garden center, feed and grain store, and that way they'll know how much seed you'll need. And tell them what happens in your yard. Is it sunny? Is it shady? Do you have a lot of traffic? Is your soil poor? Do you have water bans? And they'll help you to choose the right seed as Art has described. Now, I was telling us about a seed starter fertilizer that will help to germinate the seed faster at the time of planting, and how important it is because of this Vital X micronutrient package. He was telling us about some of the elements that's in there that's not found in every other type of seed blend. So, Art, if you would tell our listeners quickly what these nutrients are in the package that really help for faster germination.
Okay, Paul, the micronutrients, they're actually in all of our fertilizers: boron, copper, iron, manganese, molybdenum, and zinc. Before we hit the break, I was just saying that boron was the most important because the fertilizers now, we don't have phosphates in them. We do have phosphate, of course, in our lawn seed starter. It's a 10, 25, 12. That middle number is the phosphate, and that's the one that helps the root growth. The other fertilizers through the year no longer have that, but it's okay to use it when you're seeding, and very important to use it, as a matter of fact, when you're seeding. And all our products, including our seed starter, has the slow-release fertilizer for nitrogen. So it's not all at once. It works over a time period and is available once the seed germinates, which is important. So the micronutrients and the high phosphate, very important for new lawns and for established lawns.
Great. Now, if we're going to plant the grass seed during September, it's going to come up within a couple, 3 weeks. It's going to get growing. when should we hit the lawn again with the winterizer fertilizer to really get it tough for the fall and to prepare it for the spring?
Well, if you are overseeding your lawn, you'll want to put the winterizer on a little later on. You can do it as late as Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, and that's a good thing. If you are not overseeding your lawn and you're putting down, not putting seed down, and you have an established lawn that's looking pretty good and you don't need the seed, you can really use the winterizer any time now, okay? It too has a slow release nitrogen, so it'll feed throughout the fall. It has a lesser amount of nitrogen in it for this time of year. Our winterizer is different than our spring fertilizers. What we do is we ease up on the nitrogen and bump up the potassium, which is more for disease resistance and so on, drought tolerance. But what you don't want to do is put a springtime type fertilizer down in the fall. Some of the brands out there actually have a high nitrogen in their winterizer, and that's not a good idea, because this time of year, if you feed it too strong, especially late, you're more likely to get snow mold, which is a fungus that bothers your winter, your lawn over the winter and starts out the spring in a bad way. So you don't want to give it too much nitrogen in the fall, but our winterizer is perfect with the 12%. So if you're not seeding, go ahead and do that now. The winterizer, our phase four. If you do the overseeding, stick with that lawn seed starter and then hold off on the winterizer until later on after the seed has come up, and you could wait as late as Thanksgiving if you like. So sometime in November.
Terrific. Now, let's say you've got a good-looking lawn, but you still have a few weeds that are perennial. And is it too late to put down like a weed beater complete or a weed and feed to kill the broadleaf weeds before we get into the really cold weather?
Actually, it's a prime time for killing weeds. This time of year is actually one of the best times to kill broadleaf weeds, because the way the product works is it absorbs into the leaf and it moves down to the root. And this time of year, it's really pumping to feed into the root. So it's a great time to do that. As long as it's 65 degrees or warmer, you can still use our weed and feed, which is, a fertilizer mixed with the weed killer. The Weed Beater Complete is a different ingredient that takes care of the broadleaf weeds and works in the colder weather down to 45 degrees. And then the wonderful product, Weed Beater Ultra, the liquid form that works in cold weather, so down to 45 degrees. So.
Thank you, Art. We appreciate all your help.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com Tom encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We have open lines, and the phone number to call if you have a gardening question is 855-660-4261. As I told you last week, I went to a home and garden trade show and came across something very, very unique. Those of you that live in an area with snow, you're using some type of an ice melter on your walkways, in your driveways. Well, there's a new company, and they have produced an ice melt product that I think will blow away what you've been using in the past. Two-thirds less product is needed than when using rock salt. So that means it's going to cost you a lot less money, and it's going to do the same job. It will last longer than most ice melters, and you'll need fewer applications. It won't give you a kind of a greasy residue, and it will not crack bricks or concrete walkways. It's biodegradable. It will not hurt your lawn, your vegetation, your landscaping. And what makes it so unique, it meets the requirement for the U.S. Green Building Council. And this council is a group of people that want a product that you can put down on a walkway that you don't track into the building. And if you have rock salt and you get on your shoes, you know that you'll have white steps on your floor. This will not do it. So it's something that's going to be available this winter. The name of the company is Natural Alternative, and it's an ice melt. And we'll tell you more about it as we get into that season. Hopefully not for a while. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jolie from Mass with a question about crab apples.
Jolie, how can we help you with your crab apples? Tell me what you're doing.
Yes, hi, it's Julie. Yeah, by the way, Paul, how you doing? Basically,
good.
I believe that they are crab apple trees. I heard you on the ride home this morning from work, and we do have those pent caterpillars. If you're, on a couple of the limbs, but they're higher up, because this crab apple tree is like about 25, 30 feet tall. And I heard you about breaking open the nest and swishing it, swishing around, then spraying it with something called Captain Jack's.
Right.
Bonide puts it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and not to clip off that branch no matter what, right?
Right. Well, the reason is if you've got a nice-looking tree and you start cutting branches here and there, before long, you lose the shape. And what's nice about the Captain Jack, it's a natural, all-organic product that will kill all of the caterpillars. So what I do is I'll take a stick or something, break open the nest, and that gives them a lot less protection when the weather gets cold, because caterpillars, on a night like we just had, they'll all huddle together and stay warm with body heat. So if you break up the nest, then they can't huddle together, and some will die with the cold weather. You spray the tree with the Captain Jack, which is a BT-type product. And if you want to harvest the crab apples to make jam or jelly, you're not using a chemical. You're using something organic that you just rinse in the sink, and then you can process the apples to make jam and jelly. And if it's birds that are eating tiny crabapple berries, you don't have to worry about hurting the birds at the same time.
It has like little berries, but they're not, they're plentiful. It looks like they have little Christmas lights all over the tree. That's our umbrella tree. And I'm not touching those. And those don't have any of those tents on them with the caterpillars. But the one in the backyard these apples, I don't know how big crab apples normally grow, but these suckers are growing like the size of like two golf balls. So I'm beginning to wonder, they're big. And we have like clusters, of some that haven't even turned. They're like barely the size of, like, half the size of a golf ball, but they are weighing down the branches because there's just so many of them clustered like blueberries on the branches. But I don't know if they're going to end up turning or not. They're really, like, yellow, bright yellow for right now.
Some of them will ripen, some of them will not. Mm-hmm. I have three types of crabs, and I have one of them that's probably four times the size of the others, like you, probably 25 feet tall, 25 feet wide, and I cut it back a little bit every year. But right now, the branches are all touching the ground, and it's difficult for me to mow around it.
Right.
And what's going to happen is once we've had some cold weather, some good hard frost, some of those apples will just rot, fall, the branches will bounce back up, and then you'll have a mess to clean.
Oh, yeah.
But at least you get some of the weight. But if you've got some nice, big crab apples and they look good, then and you're afraid that the tree is going to break. What I did one year, and I couldn't believe the response. And went down to my corner store, mm-hmm. and I put a little index card, and I said, free crab apples.
Mm-hmm.
Put down my phone number, and within a week, I probably had 24 people with baskets come to the house.
Oh,
and they picked, all those crab apples right off.
Oh.
They were tickle pink. They made jam. They made jelly. And it win-win situation.
Did you actually make apple pies out of that? Since there's some of them, we've tried them. My husband, my father-in-law, and I. Off the one in the front, there was quite a few of them, but they were more reddish. And we took a bite out of them, and like they actually tasted a little bit sweet, almost like a Honey Crisp or something like that. We were beginning to wonder, because these apples are getting so big, is this a crab apple tree or is this like a hybrid where there's two trees? You know what I mean? It just seemed like crab apples, I thought, only grew up to a certain size. And I didn't know if you could use them for baking apple pies, because, I mean, that would be great because I bake.
Yeah, you know. I'll tell you, if they taste okay and you don't mind peeling them, then definitely do it. I mean, I've done jams and jellies with apples that were an inch and a quarter in diameter. I've never had big ones like you, but I'll tell you, the month of May, we had all that rain. And the trees just exploded. And then we had all the heat. And I think the combination of all the rain and then all the heat made those apples as large as they are. And if they taste good, pick some, make one pie.
Yep.
Try it. If it tastes good, then go to town, make them, throw them in your freezer, and you'll have apple pies all winter long.
There you go. Thank you so much for your advice. I'm so glad that we didn't have to, like, cut off the branches and stuff like that. Because, I mean, I hate to hurt the poor baby, you know. But, you know, if the branch is somewhat dead towards the tip, I didn't know whether just to even clip off that much of it, you know.
No. You see, the thing that happens is the caterpillars that are on the tree right now are eating the leaves, and those leaves are going to be falling in the next month anyways.
Right.
They're not eating the buds that make flowers and foliage for next year, only old foliage. So they don't really damage that tree. They make it messy, but they also lay eggs that's going to make them come back the following year, and now your damage could be even worse.
That's what those little black dots in the webs are, the eggs, correct?
Like exactly.
A bunch of little black dots, and the leaves are all shriveled up in there. That's got to be the egg. Uh-huh.
Yeah, So if you can spray them, kill them now, you'll have a lot less problems, and that webbing that's in the tree will start to break apart once the snow arrives. And by spring, the tree will be clean and healthy, and you'll be in great shape.
Right. So this stuff, the bonite, the Captain Jacks, it comes in a sprayer where it'll spray up that high, like it shoots up?
Yeah, it will shoot up 25 feet. I mean, I love Captain Jack. I use it every place in my yard. Again, I've got 4 dogs, so I don't want to use any toxic chemicals if I can.
Right.
And with Captain Jack, I use it in the vegetable garden. It will kill just about any insect that's there. I use it on my flowering crabs. I have a couple of apple trees. I use it on there. I use it in the perennial garden. You can use it on Mount Laurel. And the other place that it works real good, if you have hydrangea, especially the white ones, they tend to get a leaf roller. And you can put the Captain Jack on your hydrangea that gets these leaves that make like a tent, and it will take care of the leaf roller inside. So it's a good multi-purpose, very, very safe organic product
And it's the new technology getting us away from the more toxic products that are out there today. And thank you. We really appreciate that phone call. Now, if we can help you, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about his tomatoes.
Mike, how can we help you with your tomatoes? What's happening?
Good morning, Paul. Maybe about a month ago, you were talking about this, and I ran out of the signal area in the car, and I lost your explanation. The bottom of my tomato plants are all turning brown and working up the plant, going right up to the top. And I guess you talked earlier about a month ago about a fungus or a blight and a way to get rid of it. And I believe you talked about taking the plants out of the ground and bagging them and not leaving them around the yard.
Okay. Up until this year, and I was so excited, you thought I was a little kid on Christmas morning, I found, because I did a lot of research during the winter, we had a problem last year across the entire country with something called downy mildew of impatience. And it's a fungus. It's a white dust that will kill impatience. And it scared the pants off of all of the growers. And I know a lot of you that went to buy impatience at your local nursery or garden center, they just didn't grow them because they panicked because there was nothing around that would solve the problem. Well, there's a company from Australia, and they produce a product called AgriFos, and there is also another company in Florida that produces Plant Doctor. Now, we're coming up on the break, and when we come back, I'll tell you about Plant Doctor and AgriFos and how it will affect your tomatoes and the rest of your garden. Dr. C's Jungle Juice is a concentrated liquid organic plant food that, when applied, will make your lawn greener and increase your sod strength. Jungle Juice will also help you grow larger and more nutritious vegetables, as well as brighter, healthier flowers. And you can find Dr. C's Jungle Juice at your local garden center or on the internet at www.drcsgarden.com. Vitamins for your plants. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
It's Sunday, and we're talking gardening with Mike about his tomatoes, and I was explaining how we had a real problem with impatience. And with the disease called downy mildew. Well, it was something that was found by several large universities. And now this problem with downy mildew can be taken care of. But I read the label, and it's the only product that's available through all of your garden centers that will take care of early and late blight on tomatoes. And several years ago, maybe three or four, we had late blight go from Florida to Maine, wiped out the entire tomato crops, no matter where you live. It just killed them. And it starts at the bottom of the plant, turns the foliage yellow, then brown, and then moves up the plant. And if it hits during August, it can wipe out all of your tomatoes for the entire year. Well, AgriFos is made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, and Plant Doctor is made by Organic Labs. Now, both are the same, two different companies, same product. And what you're going to do is this. In the fall, rake the garden clean, get all the plant debris out of the garden.
clean it up really well. In the spring, take your tomatoes, dip the root ball in the solution. So you're going to make some of either Agri-Foss or Plant Doctor in a bucket. Dip the root ball and the foliage in it till it's sopping wet. Dig your hole, plant your tomatoes. When they're all in, take the remainder of the liquid and pour some at the base of every single plant. Now, during the month of June, July, and August, if you have a history of this foliage turning yellow, if you can apply the product every couple of weeks with a mister bottle or a pump sprayer, just spray the foliage of your patients or your tomatoes, you will eliminate the problem. The major problem, if you don't do it, is the spores that cause this disease can live in your garden for up to 5 years. If you use the product for a couple years in a row, you can kill the bulk of the spores, decreasing the possibility of early or late blight. You get healthier tomatoes, better foliage, more fruit, and that makes gardening a lot more fun. Rotate the location, and that's what I do. Year one, it's on the end of the garden on the left. Year two, it moves to the middle. Year three, it's on the end of the garden to the right. And then it goes back to the left side of the garden. By doing this, you're moving the plants around. If the spores come back to life, they get active, they will become airborne. And by you moving them to a different location, the spores are going to attack another plant, but that plant will not get early or late blight. So instead of planting your tomatoes in the same place every year, move them around, treat the soil with Agri-Foss. It's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, or Plant Doctor by a company in Florida that will really, really help you out, called Organic Laboratories. And Organic Laboratories also makes Tomato Maker. Tomato Maker, when you add it at the time of planting, will eliminate the black spot on the underside of your tomato plants. And if your soil is acid, that's the problem. So lime the garden now and Tomato Maker.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696.